Good morning. Good morning. Yeah, good morning, everybody. Welcome. Welcome back to the show. This is episode 535 of the Two Dumb Yinzers. Good morning. How you doing today, Michael?
I'm all right. I'm amped up, ready to go. I'm excited.
Therapy, how you doing today, man?
Doing great. Had my cup of coffee today, and I'm ready to go.
All right, everybody seems to be ready to kick
All
it off.
righty.
It is everybody. It's episode 535 of the Two Dumb Yinzers. It is Tuesday, April 16th. Here we are, guys. We're just 4 days away from 420.
Oh, yeah.
We're inching towards summertime. The weather couldn't be nicer outside. It was up in close to 80 yesterday. It's supposed to be in the 70s all week at least. So, we're turning over that leaf, guys. Finally. And then don't get me
Finally.
wrong, I don't love the heat. I don't love the hot weather. But there's just sometime I just get through. I'm over the cold. I'm over winter, and I'm ready for a change. Don't get me wrong. I'm not these guy one of these people that just love the heat. Have to have heat.
Oh
And
God, no, I hate that. I hate those people.
I like the change. I like the change of scenery. I like the cold. I like the heat. I like the a little bit of everything here and there. So this is that time of year. You're starting to feel the change back to the warmer weather, which you know what? I'm just fine with at my age. When I was younger, I preferred the cooler weather, but now where I'm at in my life, I prefer a little bit warmer, and I'm looking forward to it, Mike.
It is nice to sit outside and feel warmth and not think you're going to die of hypothermia. But us bald-headed, beautiful bald-headed people, we do have to be careful. Wear your beanie, wear your hat, put your sunscreen on.
Well, I'm glad that you brought that up because I was going to talk to you about your bald head today. Yesterday you had the tassel cap on, which is fine, which it's good. It's good, especially here in the summer. But you looked like one of those 1980s burglars or muggers from a New York movie. You know what I'm talking about? They just they kind of had that the beanie that the tassel cap just sat on top of their head. I don't know. It was a whole feel in the 80s. Like I said, when I
What's
seen
that?
it,
You want me to? I can go get it, put it back on.
you know what? Can you do that?
Yeah, let me go do that.
At least while I'm talking about it, I need to stare at you with your hat on. So as Mike goes and puts that on, Derpy, how are you doing, man? You doing all right today?
No, I'm doing great.
Are you? Your microphone, is that the new microphone?
Yeah, it's the new microphone.
It sounds good.
Yesterday I was somewhere. I was unable to do the this mic, so.
You're all right. You're always on the move, Derby.
Right. Man, a few words.
Yeah. And I'm wondering where he has to go to get this hat. Come on. If I told you I was going to get a hat, I'd be back in 2 seconds. Look, he don't even
I
have the
thought I
hat.
hung it up out in the hallway in my
Look, he
book.
still doesn't even have that hat on.
I rearranged all down in the studio. Stuff has moved around where it shouldn't be, so I don't know where the head is.
Well, I was particularly interested because, as I said, you kind of look like a mugger or a burglar. But also, Mike, I one of the other first thoughts that I had when I looked at you with that hat on yesterday, you looked like the 40-year-old Cartman. If you would take the South Park character Eric Cartman, and you would fast forward him 40 years, finally get him out of fifth grade. He would What Mike looked like yesterday
Joe
was
Pesci in Home Alone.
no,
That's a
you're
good one too.
that's
That's a good one,
well.
Brian. I'm the ham. Mike's the
All right, I finally got my board up. Good morning, Ron. Good
Hamburglar.
morning, Brian. How you guys doing
Hello.
today? Come on, I don't know. The first thing I thought, because you kind of have the same build as Cartman, and you had this hat on and the beard, and like I said, it just literally looked like Eric Cartman fast forward 35 some years. But no luck, huh? The
No,
hat.
look, I don't know where it is. I had it on when I was cutting grass. I came in, I cleaned a bunch of places, moved a bunch of stuff around, rearranged, organized, and now I don't know where I organized and I lose shit.
Well,
I don't know how that happens.
if you remember the conversation yesterday, it was, you were somewhat concerned about melanoma and getting
Yeah.
the thing was, I'm sure you're not really worried about your life at this point, but
I am.
you're worried about a little bit of sun on your head, and I know burns
Yeah.
and but my thing is this, I can't believe that you're worried about things like melanoma. And yesterday I kind of candidly made a joke about how you drink a lot, you drank a lot, and
I drank a lot this
you
weekend.
ate a lot this
I
weekend,
did
and
eat a
these are
lot.
reasons to be concerned. But I'm going to tell you, I had your coffee. And if there's any concern for your health, it's after I had your coffee.
What
Last
do
week, listen, I never, ever, 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 ever drink your coffee ever. And I couldn't remember why, but I remembered why last week on Monday, I drank some of your coffee and I thought that evening I was having a heart attack. I kid you not. I thought I was having a fucking heart attack. I couldn't fall asleep. I was tossing, I was turning, I was having, you know, those sharp lightning bolts on the TV they show you. I was having the lightning bolts right through my chest. And they say, sometimes you have pain in your back. I had pain in my back. I had pain. I thought, you know what, this is it. And I thought it was my, because of my lack of health,
I've seen your diet too.
But you know what? As the time went away, I mean, 13 hours later, I still couldn't sleep after I had your coffee. And finally, the next day when I was able to sleep, it was a mess. I slept bad. It was a horrible sleep. And it came down to every day that I was removed from having that cup of coffee that you had made, it got better every day. And I was fine. And eventually here we are a week out that, my chest is, Mike, I thought I was having a fucking heart attack. Listen, don't worry
That's
about
how I
melanoma.
keep my heart. People say, "Oh, I work out, get my heart rate up." I drink one cup of coffee, my heart rate is
Bro.
elevated right there to a workout stage, and it goes for like 5 hours. So really, I work out
Five.
5 hours a day with that cup of
Like
coffee.
the effect of that cup of coffee had about a 5 day, you know, and I'm not,
But
and
the
I'm not
thing is
saying I
that,
was.
like, I will drink that cup of coffee that kept you up forever. I will go to sleep a half hour after having that cup of
But don't
coffee.
get me wrong, I'll drink a cup of coffee before the show. We'll do a show, not of your coffee, but of my coffee, and I can take a nap right after the show, no problem. Mike, I was feeling the effects. I'm not saying that I was buzzing for 5 days, but I felt the effects of that cup of coffee for 5 days. It messed up my sleep cycle. It messed up it just everything. My whole body, my whole chemical.
I don't know what to
Yeah.
tell you. You're used to that weak coffee that you make, and it comes to some real man coffee,
No,
and
that's
you just
motor
can't
oil.
handle
What you make is
it.
motor
Motor
oil.
oil. Motor oil.
And I gotta
It
tell
is,
you, you laugh now. But my God, I was clutching my chest. I thought this is it. I was putting all my weight down on my chest. You know, like they say people have a heart attack. They really, I was on the couch and I was like really pushing. I thought this is it. This is
Exactly right.
Nicholas. But here I
That
come.
mild, yeah, like Brian said, that my mild heart attack, it works. I used to work, I went to the gym every day, 5 days a week for like a year. And then look at me, it didn't work. Might as well drink some coffee, drink some beers.
Wait a minute. That's what you looked like when you was at the gym, though.
Oh, that was probably like 40 pounds lighter.
Oh, really?
So it was working.
Thank you from the guy that thought you wore glasses on the show last week.
Right, I haven't worn glasses in like 4.5 years. You're like, oh, you
Can't.
had them on last week.
But so there you go. Mike's coffee. Boy. And I'm not even exaggerating for a story. It was really like that, man.
Okay,
Good
we're
morning.
eating
Welcome. Welcome to the show, everybody.
cat.
5:35.
Please, some
Mike, let's talk
cat.
some Penguins, I guess, because they did win the Bucks and Pucks
Yeah, in
games last
5 minutes.
night, between the Pirates and the Mets and the Penguins and the Predators. The Penguins did manage to win. We'll start there, Mike. Pens, 4 Predators, 2. 1 game left. They have the Islanders in New York tomorrow at 7 o'clock p.m. Crosby scores a goal, has an assist. Carlson, a goal and assist. Bemstrom, a goal. Riley Smith, a goal. Ned in the net had given up 2 goals. He's 28 of 30 saved. Mike, we have to root for Philadelphia.
I have
But
nerves.
besides for that, what needs to happen?
We need Philly to win, and I know we need one more team to win. That both wins have to be if they're both in regulation and we win in regulation, we're in. We're good to go. I think the other teams can win in the overtime as well, but we have to win in regulation. So it comes down to the Flyers, and I can't remember the other team off of
Canadians.
thank you. Yep, we'll go change it here in a minute. But yeah, that's what it's been coming down to. And so it's not that they're out. It's just a long shot, and I'm worried that, these wins, we're not going to get both wins
Yeah.
that we need. Or if we do get them both, we
We'll
will
lose to the
lose.
Islanders.
Yeah.
You know, as it came down
Yeah,
to last year.
it will know if the game against the Islanders matters by the time we play.
And that game is tomorrow. That game is Wednesday night, 7 o'clock p.m. So it's cut and square, Mike, huh? They need these couple of things. They need Philadelphia. And who else, Derpy? The Canadians.
Yes.
So they get those two. So Mike, can they be in the playoffs before their next game?
No, they have. We have to beat
We
the
have to
Islanders,
win.
but we'll know if that game means anything or not. So if the
Right.
Canadians win, if the Flyers win, this game means everything. But they both lose, or only one wins, it's a meaningless game.
All right. You think they so Derpy, you think these kids, you think they get, here's the thing about Derpy. He's been really on this. I gotta tell you, in the
Yeah, he's
past
on
week or
point.
two, you know, no matter what I've been doing during the course of a Penguin game, Derpy finds time to text and let me know what's going on. Somewhat. He gives you these half cryptid messages that
He does too. I do. I do. That's
I'm still trying to
mine.
figure out. But Derpy is on top of this. He's keeping me posted. He Derpy, you think these guys are gonna make it in?
I think it's the Dolphins in
It's
the Jets
Buffalo.
scenario a few
And
two
we gotta
years
figure
ago
it out.
with the
Yeah.
Steelers for the Pens.
And you know what? That's
But
sad. That's what it's coming down to, Derpy, is one game. You know, they come down to the end of the year as they did last year. They needed to beat Columbus or Detroit. They lost both of those games. It shouldn't have to come down to one game. Listen, if it was a really competitive season and that's the way that it turns out, you know, made somewhat of a comeback to get into a playoff spot. But these guys, they played bad all year. It was you know, you could say it was a roller coaster, which it was, but there was a lot more bad than good, it seemed. And at the end of the day, as we were talking during the Steelers season, Derpy, do you, I mean, there's part of me that doesn't even want this team to make the playoffs.
I would agree.
You
I
know?
mean, it's been fun with the Pens, but it their time's up, and but they made some moves for the exciting for the future. So
Absolutely.
I would be optimistic for the Pens going forward, even if they win and the scenarios don't happen in our favor.
It's odd because they stunk, and then they were able to build this team because they stunk from draft picks. And this team that they built, they ran their course, and it's kind of frustrating and sad to see. But at the end of the day, it is what it is, and this group of guys probably is not going to win a Stanley Cup again. So you just have to come with that to that realization. It's time to move on from Evgeny
Yes.
Malkin. It's time to move on from Chris Letang. It's time to move on. You know, and that's the way that it's going to get better. So fans got to decide one way or the other. You know, do you want to keep these guys around, continue to go watch and support Crosby, Malkin, Letang, Carlson, or do you want to start cutting these guys loose and have a chance of actually having a good hockey team again? 2 years in a row. This team made it for 18, 19 straight year, whatever it was. They are in jeopardy, Mike. Jeopardy of
Yeah.
not making the playoffs for 2 years in a row. I hope they get in. But again, I was telling Derpy, there's a part of me that hopes that they doesn't be they don't. But at the end of the day, look at it this way too. Look at the Florida Panthers last year. They
Yeah.
didn't deserve to be there, and they
And
made
then
it
they
all
had
the
a
way to
role.
the, you know, to the Stanley Cup final. So, but I can't, I don't know if I see this team having that kind of run in them, Mike.
I don't either. The way how inconsistent they are on the defensive end. Like one game they'll
Right.
be lights out, everyone's playing scoring situation perfectly. Then other games you got Letang and Carlson jumping up like they have a 18 goal lead, and it's they're clinging to a one goal lead. Goalie play is up and down. Ned's played like it feels like what 11, 12 games in a row. They barely
Yeah.
haven't gone to Jari, so that shows you right there. But they don't trust the number one. Now Ned's the number one. He's not going to take you all the way. So if they get in, it's going to be another first round exit. It'd be a terrible, terrible play. The way with that power play is playing as well, too. Special teams are huge in the playoffs. You have to capitalize on those chances because the refs put the whistle away in the playoffs.
I was just telling Derpy that, you know, it's a bittersweet thing, Mike. Because this is probably the best group of hockey players that we've ever had at one time. Talking about Crosby, Malkin, Letang, Because even back in the day with Mario and Yager, you could argue some of them guys as well,
Yeah,
Kevin
we're
Steven, Ron
Francis
Francis.
Frottier, Murphy,
But I mean,
Doc,
this is
yeah.
a team that through the history of the Pittsburgh Penguins was their one of their better teams. And it comes down to this at the end of the day. And do you want to keep selling? Do you want to keep buying? Excuse me, the tickets to go watch Sidney Crosby, Evgeny Malkin, Chris Letang, Erik Karlsson, et cetera, et cetera. Or do you start cutting the big names loose and start investing in and
Yeah.
break, tearing this team down and starting over from new? Because at the end of the day, these guys are, they're inching to 40 years old, and you probably got the best days behind you. Again, you wouldn't be able to tell from watching Sidney
Or
Crosby
Crosby,
play,
yeah.
but the chemistry of a team that's trying to win a Stanley Cup, you don't see that within this group of guys anymore. I've seen it for 17 years with this group of guys,
Yeah.
that fight and that push. But you know what? I don't see it anymore, Mike. It might just be time to rip it down and let's catch up with the times.
It might be, but it's going to be hard because a
Excuse
lot
me.
of those guys have no movement clause, no trade clause, so they'd have to waive them, and
Yeah.
we'd have to get permission to trade them. But
Which
if
could be
you
done. I mean,
could,
that's not a big thing.
if you you can't cut them, you can't do anything with
No,
them.
I'm not saying cut him. I'm saying negotiate,
Oh,
talk to him.
negotiate. I'm sorry. I thought you said cut
No.
them. Because I've had other people say that too. Like, oh, we can just release them. Like, that's what no movement means. So yeah. I'm sorry. I thought you misheard me. But yeah. They gotta figure something out. The best thing that's happened to him so far is that getting bunting. Now he's played well
Yeah.
with Malkin. Malkin's like a brand new player with that guy, and Crosby is just right now, he's at that point in his career, you put anyone with him, he's gonna produce. So maybe there's a bright spot for next year with those guys, but how long can
Earl,
Crosby keep it going? How long
that's
can
what I'm saying.
Malkin?
How long can we keep that narrative? How
I
long can we
know.
keep saying, you know what, this is a good group of guys. These are guys who are Hall
Yeah.
of Famers. Let's see what they could do next year. I mean, we're
You
all
can
going to
only
be
kick
old
the can.
men.
Yeah, you can only say next year so long with this group
Right.
because they're so old. But like the only one that I like out of that core that I really could count on is Crosby.
Right.
Just how maniacal he is at training and how meticulous he is at everything. He's the only one I would expect to keep producing next. Everyone else I'm expecting to drop off.
I agree. Again, I was telling Derpy, I would be fine. Of course, I want to see this team play in the playoffs. You want to see them get in. You want to see what they can do. But at the end of the day, it's almost the same conversation like it was with the Steelers. You know what? I would be just as fine with this team not making it. You
Yeah.
know that there's not a chance. The chances aren't good that they're going to make a run. But at the end of the day, it is my team. If they do make it, I will watch it. And it is what it is. So unfortunate, Mike, that this is what it comes down to, the last game of a couple games of the year, having to beat teams, having other teams needing other teams to beat other teams. And that just tells you you didn't play good enough hockey throughout the season to grab a spot, and now you're waiting on
Yeah.
other people.
Yeah, like one, literally like 1 point. It's what they would need.
Yeah.
If you pick up an overtime win somewhere, pick up a something along the way, maybe not blow 3-goal leads, maybe not give up so many shorthanded goals.
Yeah.
Yeah. New name, two dumb bearded yinzers with baby face derby.
Baby
Now
face derby.
that's our tag team.
I don't
The
even know
two
what
bearded
Derby's face. I
yinzers
don't even
coming
know what
out.
Derby's face looks like.
I know me either. We
He
don't
might
know what he
be.
looks like. He's an
No.
enigma.
Yeah. People that watch the show think we know what Derby looks like. I have no idea.
I've never met the man in my life.
Mike, let's go over to the Diamond. The
Do
Bucks and
we have
Caps.
to?
The other part of this, which I'm a little bit more optimistic, but I'm gonna explain why.
Yeah.
First off, I want to say this: the New York Mets are never any good. They had five good seasons in their franchise history. You could probably name them off the top of your head because they, it's so few and far between that the Mets do something. The Amazings in '69, the Red Sox in '86, Buckner, that whole thing. But you know what I'm thinking, Mike? Remember 1 year, 1969, they have the best baseball team ever, the Amazing Mets, the Amazings, and then the Jets, who's a pretty bad football organization.
Yeah.
They tend to win the Super Bowl also in 1969. The Mets and the Jets, two bad teams from New York with their names that rhyme, just so happen to out of nowhere become this really great team 1 year and win the championship. Now, is it just me? Or was that the year that everybody was on LSD and acid?
That sounds about right.
I don't think that that happened. I don't think 1969 happened. I think
No,
that whatever it
the
was,
feet, yeah.
yeah, whatever it was, it happened. You know, the people that were on acid, which was basically everybody in that time,
Yeah.
they just conjured this up in their mind and they seen it happen. But I got to tell you, I can't, you know, going back and knowing what I know now.
Yeah. That was the outcome from, you know, Project MK Ultra was
Yeah.
everyone thinking the Jets won a Super Bowl and the Mets, you know, won as well.
Right.
So yeah, that's, you know what, this is a conspiracy theory I can get behind.
Yeah.
Because it's
Should have
plausible.
brought this up on
It's
Friday.
probably, you should have. We might talk about this Friday. This is one I'm willing to buy into. I think it was the CIA and the KGB worked together on this one. They're like, you know what, we're just gonna fuck with everyone. And convince them that these two teams were
You said
actually
the
relevant.
KGB.
It's the only time we were able to work together outside of World War II.
So, okay, let me jump forward now. The Jackie Robinson day was yesterday. Everybody in the majors were number 42, which is awesome. Let's jump to Citi Field, New York, Queens, Pirates, Mets.
Oh,
Pirates
my
coming
God.
in with an 11-5 record. They take on the Mets, guys. You know what it is right now? As of yesterday, and maybe a game or two back, they're just playing sloppy, undisciplined, bad baseball from top to bottom. Everything is kind of sloppy right now. O'Neal Cruz is doesn't. I mean, he's there's things at shortstop. I mean, he's just a natural athlete. You know, he's having missed. I mean, there's mistakes going on over there. Connor Joe catches a fly ball out in right field yesterday. He contemplated throwing it to home, and then he stopped halfway through the throw. And instead of the ball going home or in his hand, he lets the ball go, throws it right at the ground. It takes this weird, it rolls out of bounds.
It looked
It
like
rolls
Gronk
foul.
throwing that pitch.
And, you know, and then they're all chasing the ball and another run scores. It's just this really
Yeah.
sad, undisciplined style of baseball right now, which I think is an easy thing to fix. But, you know, the manager got to talk to these guys and
Yeah.
remotivate because. You know, at the beginning of the day, they had a really good season to start off, and you know they can't be that far off from where they were just 5 days ago. Mike, as I said, it's just a very sloppy. O'Neal Cruz is striking out like crazy.
Yeah, it's
Henry Davis is striking
oh,
out.
he's struggling. Sawinski's struggling.
Chapman comes in. Chapman
Cool.
gives up 3 runs, and then he gets thrown out of the game for arguing a call. Which he didn't even really argue. He just questioned, but you know how they are, these
Oh, you
umps
know how
are.
those umpires are.
So, I mean, that's what it came down to. I watched this game yesterday and I thought, what's wrong? Let's see what's going on. And that's what it was. It's they're just playing bad baseball. They're not a bad team. I think they're a pretty decent team, but they're just playing bad baseball.
Yeah.
And what's the difference between a team like this and those St. Louis Tony La Russa teams or the Yankees teams?
Chris.
Those teams are disciplined. They go out, they think. 162 games. It doesn't seem like those teams ever have these kind of games,
Yeah.
but that is what it
Whereas.
was, Mike. This team was just they played bad baseball. They're up 3-0. The Mets came back and tied it 3-3, and then ultimately took a 6-3 lead. The Mets win 6-3, drops the Pirates to 11-6. The Mets are 8-8. Martin Perez goes 5 2/3 of an inning, gives up 6 hits, 3 earned runs, 2 walks, 1K. There was only 4 hits for the Pirates. Key Brian Hayes, Kutch, and Connor Joe. And I got to tell you, me awarding Connor Joe a player of the first 16th, 1/8 part of the season was a little
You
premature because
cursed him. You cursed him. It was like
he had the
people
worst
last.
game I've seen him play all season
Yeah, it was
yesterday.
like people last year going, you know what, the Lewinsky man, he could be a future all-star, and then last half of the season sucked. Yeah,
It was
it's
rough.
all Ryan's
We
fault.
need to stop like christening players good. So they lose, but we get a little bit of help along the way. The Brewers lose as well. So we remain tied in first place in the division. Arizona, they lose to the Cubbies. Cubbies win yesterday. The Reds lose to Seattle. And the Cardinals, I think they beat the A's, but it doesn't matter. They're at the bottom. So we're still in first place as of this moment. We play game two of three today against the Mets, 7-10. We got Jared Jones on the hill, who's 1-2 with a 4 ERA and 25 strikeouts on the season. We're going up against Jose Quintana, who's 1-1. He has a 3.45 with 12 strikeouts on the season. This t they just have to decide that they're gonna play better baseball, Mike.
Yeah.
They do. It's just a bad style of baseball they're playing now. And again, it's different than what I seen a week ago, 2 weeks ago. I think it's mental, and they got to figure out how to change that.
They have to. This is like one of the things we talked about in spring training is this is a team that can't afford to play the way they did yesterday. Because we've seen this for, my God, under Shelton. We've seen it under Clint Hurdle. Like, they would have these games or stretches of games where they can't do fundamental baseball things. You know, they just forget how to play the game. There's no excuse for Connor Joe to do what he did. You throw to the base, you throw to the cutoff man, or you throw home. Those are your
Yeah.
three options.
Throwing
And
in the
you
middle is
should
not an
know.
option. As a major league professional baseball player, you should know of the three options, first base, home plate, or straight to the ground. Straight to the ground should not be your answer.
No. And if anyone saw the picture of the Gronk throwing out that ceremony with first pitch, that's what Connor Joe looked like. Like, he was reenacting that during live play. You can't have that. You can't have bad base running. You can't have bad strikeouts like this team is having right now. This is like, this team is good, but they're not good enough to overcome those mistakes. They can do it here and there, but when they all happen at once in one game, they're not, they can't do that. So, like
They're
you
good,
said,
but they're good, but they're not playing good, which a lot of times seems to be the case with the Pirates. A lot of times over the years, you Jason Bagud, Freddie Sanchez, Brian Giles. I mean, the whole way down the list, it's not like this team has always had bad players. This team just doesn't perform well. I don't know what it is.
And like some players that we need to produce right now aren't producing all at the same time. That's another thing we talked about. They can't have that. They need to have the guys that we need to count on producing, like Cruz, Reynolds, Brian Hayes, they all have to produce every single day. Then you need to sprinkle it in from everyone else. Henry Davis needs to figure something out at the plate.
And
Behind the
if you
plate, he's
don't,
doing great.
put Bart in. Here's the thing. You have this guy. This guy's very talented. A guy that was supposed to take over, what's the guy down in San
Buster
Francisco?
Posey.
Buster Posey's role in San Francisco. I tell you what, this guy's red hot. Eight at bats. He had two home runs. That's my problem with Shelton and my problem with baseball a lot of the time. You stick with your original plan, and the variation in going astray is a no-no in the majors. It comes down to this loyalty. It comes down to your work. Bullshit. If this guy's playing better than this guy, I want to put the best opportunity that I have to win out on that field. If Bart is hitting better than Henry, guess what? That's fine. I'll put Bart in, and when Henry decides he wants to start playing better, we'll play him. I don't like, loyalty is a great thing, but again, we had that conversation with Bednar the other day. You promise this guy the saving, the closer role, and he starts to stink for a period of time, and somebody else is pitching better. It's crazy. It's stupid not to go with the guy that's pitching better. That's what I hate about baseball. And some of these guys, they leave in too long in the games. These pitchers, they end up giving up, the game is over. It's ruined. You don't have another chance to win because you gave up six runs in an inning. You see what I'm saying? That's the thing about, especially Shelton does. Another thing that you don't see these really great baseball managers doing, Mike, they go with the hot pieces. They put it together to put their best opportunity to win baseball games out on that field.
And like with Henry Davis, I know he's handling that pitching staff well, but that's what they more or less used last year to why he didn't play. He can't handle the pitching staff. We have Hedges who can. So we're doing the same thing we did last year, keeping the hot bat on the bench out of, oh, this guy can handle the pitching staff. Well, this other guy knows how to handle a pitching staff too. He's been in the pros for a while. He should know how to do this. I'm willing to sacrifice handling the pitching staff for having more runs. Because I don't think our ERA is going to go up by having him behind the plate.
And Andrew McCutchen, as I mentioned,
He's.
he was one of the only few hits yesterday. He can't be the only guy that's performing. The guy's 40 years old almost. He was an MVP 13 years ago. This guy can't be the only guy that's performing. He's basically there as a luxury piece, to have somebody that's, that was a great player throughout his career, and to kind of patch and piece and do the things that we could use him. He's the only one doing anything, and that's not good.
No, and like even
You
his
can't.
like batting average is like what, batting 200. So
Yeah.
if we're counting on him, that's just not good. So it's
They just look
the
lazy, Mike.
guys, the
You could see
guys
the
need to
body
step up.
language of these guys on the field. You've only been playing for, not even 3 weeks in.
17 games, 17 games.
Come on.
Like O'Neal Cruz batting 232, 274 on base percentage. Come on, slugging
But
is what,
dude, I haven't seen him
377?
not strike out in about a week. It's insane.
It's not it's not looking good. Like our granted, he's only played three games, but Bart, his line is bat 400, slugging percentage of 1.1, and on base percentage 538. Let's give him some more looks at bat. See if that see if he can continue that. Well, you know, put him in. Say, Henry Davis, guess what? You're not cutting it right now offensively. Bart's going to be the guy. You got to figure it out. Get into the batting cages. Figure something out.
I find it to be some kind of retardism that these coaches have, Mike, because again, common sense would tell you, no matter what you're doing in life, you go with what's going to give you the better results.
Yeah.
Am I not wrong?
No.
Where am I missing? You know, what I
No,
just.
I guarantee you, like, if it's brought up to him, he'll be like, well, Henry Davis is handling the pitching staff well. That will be his excuse. That will
Well,
be
he's
his
not
excuse.
handling hitting the ball. We can't get
No, I
any
know.
runs.
No,
One for
that's,
two.
I'd rather have more offense production than, oh, my guy
And for
doesn't know how to
two,
handle.
the guy's a freaking catcher. He's gonna catch
Yeah.
the, there's not much of an art to catching of to being a
No.
catcher. I gotta tell you,
No.
I was a catcher and I wasn't a good baseball player. And then you know what?
And
They
like,
still sticking me
yeah,
back there.
you look to the dugout to get the sign anyway, then you make the call.
Mike, you don't even
What
look at
do you
the
think?
dugout. They have an earpiece now. You don't even have to look
Yeah.
at, you don't even have to turn your head
You
sideways.
don't
That's
need
how
that. Oh,
easy.
yeah, that's right. Yeah. So it's, yeah, I hate that stuff. That just means they don't want to play the other guy. That's really what it's coming down to.
Which what makes some teams good and some teams bad? You see the teams
Yep.
that you know which teams are coached
Yeah.
badly.
And then, like, real quick, what this team, though, man, like, because they don't spend a lot of money on payroll, they don't even spend a lot of money on, like, their coaching staff as well. So even like their hitting coach, not
Now
that
I gotta
good.
say
It's so
this.
it's
With that being said,
yeah, could Brian Hayes have to go outside the organization last year to figure out what was going on with this one?
I'm still somewhat optimistic.
Me
We are
too.
ahead of where we were at this point
Yeah.
last season. I'm going to go over that in just a moment. They have to get it together. They got to start playing better. Brian and the board said
Yeah.
baseball managers
Yep.
could only screw things up. I don't think they can help. Yeah, Shelton, you know, let me continue. Okay, so here's the power rankings of yesterday. These are the power rankings. This is before we lost. And I do got to say this, guys. Remember we were talking about the Pirates, every game they score five or more. They won every game they scored less. They lost again.
Again.
Happened yesterday. There's still only one game this season. It was a 3-2 win over the Orioles. That goes against that. The only game that goes against that, what I'm talking about. All right, so here goes the power rankings as of yesterday, 4-15. The number one team in the whole entire league, guys, is the LA Dodgers. The Dodgers are the best team according to the power rankings. And you know what? That's cool. I can deal with that.
Yeah.
Number two, the Yankees. I could deal with that. Number three, Atlanta. Atlanta. Some of these you could argue about because our records are better and we beat some of these teams and we're lower than them. But just hear me out. So number one, the Dodgers. Number two, the Yankees. Three, Atlanta. Number four, the Orioles, who we beat 2-1. Number five, the Texas Rangers. Number six, the Kansas City Royals. This one's a surprise.
Yeah.
Number seven, the Milwaukee Brewers. Number eight, the Philadelphia Phillies, who we just tied a series with. Number nine in the top 10 power rankings in the Major League of Baseball, the Pittsburgh Pirates coming in number nine. And
Take it.
finally, the Cleveland Guardians, Derpy. Your Guardians are number 10 on your Major League Baseball power rankings,
I'm
number
shocked.
10. Well, they're doing good. I
They're
mean,
11 and 5, Derby.
yeah.
They're Hey guys,
first
come
in the
here.
AL Central.
Hey,
I'm
come here.
watching
Hey,
the
come here. Everybody's hurt in their pitching.
I'm watching the scores. I'm not paying much attention to what's going on up there, but I'm watching the scores. I see that they're winning a lot, so good for them. Guys, also, if I can't all right, so here's a comparison between I'd said they're doing better this year than they were last year. This was up to last night's game. Here, check this out. Through 16 games, comparison from last year to this year. In 2023, after 16 games, they were 9-7. This year, they're 11-5. Last year, after 16 games, they scored 4.1 runs per game. This year, 5.4 runs per game. Last year, they were a negative five run differential at this time, negative five. This year, positive 24
Oh.
surplus. Last year, this time after 16 games, they had a 4.29 ERA. And this year, they have a 3.48. So, you know, there's a lot of signs that's saying that we're playing a lot better baseball, with the exception of a couple ugly games. That's why I'm still optimistic.
Yeah.
There's no reason to feel panicked at this particular point. At game 17, I don't feel that there's a reason to be panicked. I think that there's still a chance to do whatever it was that you felt that this team could do, you know, just a week ago or whatnot, moving down a stretch. But those comparisons, guys, you know, it's like night and day, and they managed to make it to 20-8. I think they, from this point on last year, they went on like a 9-1 record or something like that,
Yeah,
which was.
they were 9-1 at this point, or carrying forward from this point last year. So it is insane how much the offense has improved from last year to this year. Just
Absolutely.
it's just insane. And they're top 10 offense this year. Right? They can just get that pitching a little steadier, fielding steadier. They should continue to be where they're at.
Mike, the offense, let me give you some of these numbers. Pirates offense through 16 games, they have a combined average, batting average on a team average, which is 259 at the moment, which is fifth in the National League, seventh in the majors. They have a 736 OPS, which is seventh in the National League, 11 in the majors. 344 on base percentage, third in the National League, sixth in the majors. They scored 87 runs, which is seventh in the National League, seventh in the majors. They've walked 54 times, which is number one overall in the
Whoa,
National
whoa, whoa,
League.
whoa. Repeat that. Repeat
Yes.
that.
Yes. 54 walks, first in the National League and number two in the majors. 16 home runs, ninth in the National League, 14 in the majors tied, and 28 doubles already, which is six in the National League, eight in the majors. So, you know, I do also have a I have a chart for the pitching.
Give
If
me.
you could just cover me for a minute. Oh, no, there it is.
Yeah.
All right,
Oh, you
so
found
here
it? All right.
I did find it.
Okay.
So this is their pitching through the first 16 games.
Come on.
They right now collectively have a 3.48 ERA, which is first in the National League, sixth in the majors. Their 3.48 collective ERA is first in the National League. Their WHIP is 1.14, which is first in the National League, second in the majors. Pitched per inning, 14.7, first in the majors, first in the National League. 138 strikeouts, sixth in the National League, 12th in the majors. Opponent's batting average, 226, second in the National League,
Wow.
fifth in the majors.
That's pretty good.
3.48 starter ERA, second in the National League, fifth in the majors. And finally, the relievers, also 3.48, which is fourth in the National League and 12 in the majors.
So in all those categories, the worst they are was like middle, just above middle of the pack.
Yeah.
And those are all very key categories. So like I said, it's just being consistent with this
Right.
team.
Yeah.
Like they've improved their ERA from last year to this year. And it's batting so much better.
You got to dust it off because here's the thing. I noticed that it started going bad right at the end of that last series at home when the fans started booing the players. I noticed that that's when it started going bad. They went on the road. They didn't play as well as they played up to that point. So I don't know if it's a mental thing. I don't know if it's whatever it is, but they got game two tonight against the Mets. Guys, Jared Jones on the hill. This guy has to get back on track. He has a
Yeah.
great first game. He kind of shit the bed the last couple of starts. But if Jared Jones could come out and be somewhat productive or anywhere close to what he was in that first appearance of the season, we should be okay. Again, tonight we win this game. That gives us a chance to win the series. The Mets have a chance to win the series tonight with a win over the Pirates. So we want to avoid that. Again, we still have not lost. We still have not lost a series.
Yeah, hopefully we can get some offense tonight for Jones. What, 25 strikeouts and three starts? That's not bad. Like 10 the first one, 15 spread out over the next two. So it might be a victim of some bad offenses when he's been out there and some, untimely runs on his part. But you know what? This kid, man, I still holding on hope for him. I think he can be a solid number two, number three on this team in the long run.
Well, hopefully he can, like, because we did get bad news yesterday. The number five guy on our rotation, Marco Gonzalez. He headed to the 15-day injured list because he has a forearm muscle strain. He is going to be the guy that's supposed to be pitching. It's going to be Jared Jones. I'm sorry, Jared Jones tonight, Bailey Falter tomorrow, and then it should have been Marco Gonzalez in game one of the Boston Red Sox series, which starts on Friday night. So Gonzalez is out for 2 weeks at least. He's not on the Skeens is not on the short list
No.
of pitchers that they're looking
Oh,
to plug
they
into their
shot that down
rotation.
quick. They shot that down
So
real
for
quick.
anybody that thinks that that's coming, do not expect Paul Skeens anytime soon. Maybe around midsummer if we're going to see him at all. But get that out of our minds. I don't know who they're going to put in that spot, Mike. But here when we open up the series against Boston, it will not be Marco Gonzalez, which he's been doing. I think pretty exceptional so far since I've been watching him pitch this year. It's a shame that we lost him.
Yeah, he should be. Skeens should be up here. I'm sorry, I'm still stuck on that, but he should be up here. I'm watching people on the national MLB network and on ESPN saying, like, this kid should be up here. He's good enough from the day he was drafted to be up here. It's stupid that they shot down immediately saying, oh, no, he's not going to be our fifth starter. Why not? Call
That's
him
what
up,
I'm
see what
talking about.
happens. Like,
Don't make a
he was
decision
coming
on
up in
day
the
one. You
rotation.
have to see a process play out. You can't make a decision on day one and stick with it. The Skull Skeens is not playing. You know what? Other teams would be playing with him and he'd be dominating the league. This is what I'm talking about. You can't make these promises to these guys because what if things change? It's sports.
This guy, like, it matches up perfectly. We need our fifth starter on the day that he should be playing. That Skeens' next day to start was that rotation. It's right there. It's like the stars are aligned for it to happen, and they won't do it.
And God forbid what if they bring him up and he stinks that day? So what? He gets hit. Guess what? You know what? The other guys on our rotation are getting hit. I just I hate how the Pirates do this.
And they're willing to let veterans fail, but not let rookies fail and learn on the job. They immediately
Right.
do bad for the most part, boom, but on. Right
When
back down to the
most of the
minors.
time baseball's failing. You have the numbers to prove that. Baseball's failing most of the time. That's what baseball is.
The
You watch
greatest
a
hitter,
game.
yeah.
You know,
The
the
greatest hitter of
court.
all time failed 60% of the time.
I hate when the Pirates do this. Let's move forward. Let's talk about Caitlin Clark for a minute. They had the WNBA draft last night. Caitlin Clark, just as suspected, was the number one overall picked by the Indiana Fever. But the team that I'm really looking at, Mike, if you're looking to get any interest in the WNBA, the Chicago Sky, by way of trades, they were able to get Camelia Cardoso, the center from South Carolina,
Angel
and
Reese.
the forward from LSU, Angel Reese. Now, these two very large women, in a good way, were two of the better basketball players in the country. Somehow Chicago, and I don't know what Chicago's like in it because I haven't really watched the WNBA to this point. But I got to say, from watching these two girls play over the past couple months, knowing that they're going to be on the same team, that's got to be a good thing for Chicago, right?
Yeah, that's going to be a good move. And like they like those two had a good heated battle too when they played in the SEC finals. So it's going to be cool that they're teammates now. And that was a shrewd way to do the draft by Chicago. I noticed that last night when I was checking to see who was drafted where, and I saw they moved up twice into the draft to get both those players. Smart move. That's how you build a franchise in any sport.
Absolutely. So again, if you're looking for reasons to watch the WNBA, this could be one. See how these two are doing. Go over to Chicago and see how much it improves. And again, you know what? I might learn a little bit this year because I will watch. I learned these girls, and it was all due to Caitlin Clark. I can't lie. That's why I continue to watch women's basketball. And again, she is the number one overall pick going to the Indiana Fever. The other notable names that I did pick out were Cardoso. From South Carolina going to Chicago, Angel Reese going to Chicago out of LSU. And the one other name, guys, that I did draw from the group of names were the second round number six pick was Kate Martin, guard from Iowa. If you followed
If she went to
Iowa,
the Aces.
she went to the Las Vegas Aces. If you followed Iowa and Caitlin Clark at all, you've certainly seen Kate Martin, who's a hell of a baller as well. So again, maybe this will do something for the WNBA. Maybe, just maybe, more people will watch. I'm gonna at least pay attention a little bit more now that I know some of the players.
I might have to watch this year because this draft was really talented.
Yeah. And here is, I tell you what, the rookie contract. Thank God that Caitlin Clark's gonna be getting endorsements, because the rookie contract looks like this.
I've seen it. It's ridiculous.
It's gonna take her a career to make $1 million. First year, $76,000. I'm rounding, it's more money, but number one, first year, $76,000. Number two, $78,000. Year number three, $85,000. And year number four on the rookie contract is $97,000, which doesn't even make it to halfway to a million. But again, Caitlin Clark will have no problem. She'll be getting mad
Endorsement money.
endorsements, and she's going to do very well. But it just gives you an idea. And the people that complain about this, you can't complain. You just have to go to these games. You can't complain that these girls ain't making money, because for one, you have to put asses in seats to make money.
Well,
Go
and
to the
part of
games. Don't complain about these girls not making it. You have to go. They need you.
and part of the problem is too, like not like in most sports, you have like a guarantee, like of how the revenue is going to be split. They don't have that in the WNBA. They don't have like, oh, if your jersey sells, you get a portion of that money. They don't get any of that money either. So like, I think in 2025, next year coming up, I think that's when it is, 2025 or 2027, one of those years, the WNBA CBA collective bargaining agreement comes up. So some of the players have been talking about, they're going to try and get that rectified. So they do get a better split of the revenue, but that's part of it too, and part of it, people need to go to these games too as well.
Absolutely. And you know what? And you said to yourself, well, what could change that? Maybe
Maybe Caitlin Clark.
this class of young ladies could
Like
start to make
this
that
class
change.
and the next one coming behind them with Paige Buckner, you another generational talent. She was the number one recruit. Caitlin Clark was fourth going to Iowa, so you have some good players coming along, but the bad part is, a lot of the older players don't want to retire to
Yeah.
so these younger women can play.
Brian was yesterday sent a picture of Caitlin Clark and her boyfriend. I got to tell you, I could pretty much guess who's the pitcher and who's the catcher in that battery. Pretty
There's
boy.
something wrong with you.
Well, I gotta.
There's something wrong with you.
She's definitely more masculine than he is. Come on. And she, yeah, I don't know. Just an observation that I made.
Hey, Derpy, like either it's your smoke alarm or you're back there making mixed drinks. What is it, bud? I'm hearing click
I was
clack.
reaching for some seeds.
That does not sound like seeds. That sounds like you got like a highball, man. You're making some type of drink back there. You a mixologist now?
Maybe.
Florida State 6'10" center in guys basketball, Sam Corrin, commits to Pitt. Pitt needed a big man, guys. This dude, Sam Corrin, scored 25 points, had 8 rebounds against Pitt this past season, led the way in scoring. He did verbally commit to Pitt through the portal, so that's going to be nice. We lost Federico, and somebody else. So having him come here, that's good. I remember watching him. I thought he was pretty good. So we do have a big man again, 6'10", Sam Corrin, Corhen.
That was like Pittman. I think they need some big guys too. They can. They were relying on what the three too much.
Yeah.
There's some down low play.
Also, Mike, the Central Catholics, Neil Shipley,
Yeah, I
playing
saw
against
that.
Tiger Woods at the Masters seems to be a big thing. I don't care about any of this. I don't care about Tiger Woods. I don't care about the Masters. But you know what? We have a dude that's a little bit of a story, I guess. So
Yeah,
I just wanted to mention that.
he made the cut. He was he what finished 52nd overall at the Masters. Not bad. Not bad for an amateur.
Better than Tiger Woods, wasn't it?
Better than
Tiger Woods.
Tiger, my
Yes,
back
it
woods.
was. What's he like,
Why my
a
back?
plus 16 or something
Oh,
after
it
the
was
first?
bad. It was atrocious,
It
and I
was
loved
18,
every
I
second.
believe.
Yeah. I loved every second of it.
I don't know. I don't know. I guess I don't have a reason to dislike
I'm
him.
enjoying his fall from grace.
That's what I'm gaining. That's
Yeah,
what
I
people
never
were
I like
happy
I
to see
liked
him not
Tiger when he
playing
was out
well.
there golfing because I golfed back in the day. It was
I don't
great, but
watch golf enough to care.
yeah. It's the typical American dream. You want to what you root them on the way up And then the minute they fall down, you cheer their downfall because that's what we are as people.
Yeah.
I can't
Well,
wait
that's
for
what
the
you
downfall.
are. What's that?
No, I cheer people on the way up, and if they
No,
go on the
you
way
don't.
down,
I never heard you cheer
I
anybody
do. I
up.
cheer people on the way up all the time.
Let's see. Let's see. I just have to find one thing here real quick, Mike. Help me out. Help me out, would you?
What are we looking for here? We got the draft coming up.
No.
We got we're gonna
No.
get bucks and pucks.
No.
I'm trying to think anything weird I saw online that you would be searching for.
No.
Oh, you're killing me. That we have to root for the Flyers and the Canadians. Two
Right.
teams I don't want to root for. Oh, speaking of the WNBA, real quick, what is going on with Jake from State Farm and Caitlin Clark always being around each other? If
Don't
you're on
know.
Twitter, they are
The world
always
may
there.
never know.
There's so, like the first, like she gets drafted, comes off the stage. The first person to meet her, not her boyfriend, not her family. It was Jake from State
See?
Farm.
See, our
What if
boyfriend's already getting bullied around by Jake by
Jake from
State
State
Farm.
Farm? And she probably got that State Farm money coming in. Like I literally just went over to Twitter, scrolled, and there's Caitlin Clark and Jake from State Farm.
Right, so here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna jump over to football, Mike, the gridiron. I found what I'm looking for. We spoke of Suggs the other day, ugly ass Suggs from Baltimore. So I went and I dug up the story. Check this out. Terrell Suggs reportedly pulled a gun out and threatened to kill a man at Starbucks. The man swore at, check this out, guys. Check this out. This is the story. The man swore at Suggs before the ex-NFL superstar challenged him to a fight. The former Baltimore Ravens pass rusher allegedly then called the man a pussy ass cracker before adding, "I'll kill your bitch ass." Guys, I don't I, listen.
He just wanted his coffee and he didn't get his coffee and he was
I don't
cranky.
care what he wants. All I know is this: Suggs is always a fucking idiot. This guy's always been an ass. And you
Way to
know,
have some class
I mean, come on. You're in the
over coffee.
limelight, and this, in my opinion, is no better than some of the things that we've said has been very despicable and disgusting in the past. One more time, guys. The man swore at Suggs before Suggs challenged him to a fight. So this is getting coffee. Imagine this. You're in Starbucks. So the man swears at Suggs, and then Suggs wants to fight him, kick your ass, you know. And then he called the man a pussy ass cracker before adding, "I'll kill your bitch ass."
You need it. He just needed that first cup of. He's not himself if he doesn't have his first cup of coffee.
How long can you let these guys continue to be fucking total? Come on. Come on. That's, you
Yeah,
don't do that.
that's idiotic behavior from anyone, and yeah, you can't do that. It's stupid. Like
They both just
it's,
needed their coffee.
yeah, they needed their coffee, but at the same time, it's like, come on, bro, you don't do shit like that. Especially like you said, Ryan, you're in the limelight. People are gonna know it was you. Like you're held to that higher standard, whether you want to be or not. It comes with the territory. So you can't do shit like that. You're a
No, it's
multimillionaire, dude. Take a deep breath. Go count your money.
right.
You're winning at
You're
life, bud. You're winning at life.
or you could have a cup of your coffee and
No. See, Suggs can't handle my coffee.
that's what I'm saying. You're
He no
talking
no we
about,
he cannot have my
he
coffee.
won't be
He's
winning at life anymore after drinking a
too
cup of
high strung
Amaro.
for coffee. He's too high
The
strung
other
for my
big story
coffee.
in the NFL over the past week, Mike, off the field, is Patriots Juju Smith-Schuster's post on Snapchat. Anybody see this? And if you
I heard
did,
about it.
it's disturbing. I saw it. First I saw it blurred out, and then the curiosity got the best of me. Well, there's a picture of Juju Smith-Schuster in a car with his girlfriend, and he pulled his wiener out. He took it out. If you're a Seinfeld fan, he took it out.
Took it out.
And then he took a picture of himself looking at the camera,
And then
girlfriend in the
posted it.
background, and there's Juju's Juju just hanging out, man. So this is what's going on around the
And that,
NFL,
that's
guys.
the sign of a guy that knows his NFL career is over.
Yeah,
And that he's not going to get signed by anyone. So might as
right.
well act a fool.
Yeah. See, I didn't mind Juju until he took it out.
So
You know,
I was
like
never a
all the
big
other,
Juju. I was never a big
all of his other
Juju fan.
shenanigans, they didn't bother me. I didn't, you know, whatever.
He fumbled away too many playoff games for me.
Same.
And Mike, the Deion Sanders story, he's only letting his son and Travis Hunter play for a handful of teams in the NFL. Let me say that again. Deion Sanders is only letting his son and Travis Hunter
Yeah.
play for five teams, which are Dallas, San Francisco, Baltimore, Washington, Philadelphia. Four of the five teams are teams that Deion played for in his
Yeah.
career.
If the shoe fits.
What's that, Derpy?
But if the shoe fits.
And you know what? I thought Atlanta was on there in the original list,
So did
which
I,
I
but they're
don't see
not.
now, which is it the team that Deion got drafted by. So
Yeah.
he's gonna only let his son play on any of the teams that he played for. Mike, is this out of control with these dads?
It is. It is. And I'm sorry, Shander Sanders, if you draft him in the first three rounds, you're stupid.
I
We
would agree
really
with
haven't
you.
been able to see what he's been able to do at the D1 level, because that line out there in Colorado is terrible. So he, may just be stuck behind a bad line. But right now, based on what you saw, you don't draft him in the first three rounds. Travis Hunter, I'd take him in the first round, but he's a damn good cornerback, damn good wide receiver. He can play both. I think he's going to be a better corner in the NFL. But letting Dion be your advisor in this situation, it's only going to hurt Travis Hunter more than Sanders' kid, because people will take Deion Sanders' kids just to, hey, we'll get Deion here, maybe, blah blah blah. But if you draft Travis Hunter, there's no guarantee that Deion might leave the college ranks and come to your staff. If you're that
Right.
type of owner who wants that type of publicity, thinking I'll get money either way. So I can understand your kid. Yeah, it's my dad. I'll let him do it. Blah blah blah. But for Travis Hunter to let Dion
Nah.
be his guide for this, and I don't like that, because yeah, he knows the league, but the way he's going about it is, I don't think it's going to work out well for Travis Hunter in the long.
Thing of young men playing football, guys. This before we start to wrap things up, this is a list of, according to ChatGPT, so it's AI took Max Preps information. Max Preps, of course, has all statistics and about all high school athletic teams across the country. This guy's is the top 10 high school players of all time. Top 10 high school players of all time by way of AI and Max Prep. Guys, number 10 on this list, running back Derrick Henry. Derrick Henry, this again is the list of the top 10 high school players of all time. Number 9, safety Eric Berry. Number 8, wide receiver Randy Moss. And it is showing their town that they're from. Derrick Henry is from Yulee, Florida. Eric Berry is from Creekside, Georgia. Randy Moss from DuPont, West Virginia. Next on the list, guys, number 7, Vince Young, the quarterback, Vince Young out of Madison, Texas. Number 6, best all-time high school football player ever out of Palestine, Texas, Adrian Peterson, the running back. Number
Ooh.
5, from South Point, South Carolina, defensive end Jadeveon Clowney. And these next four players are your top four high school players of all time, according to Max Prep and AI. Guys, number 4, Marcus Dupree out of Philadelphia, running back. Get this one, guys. Number 3, best high school player of all time from Jeanette, Pennsylvania. That's right,
But he just
Terrell Pryor,
Oh, Terrell Pryor. Oh, he was up. Oh my
which
God, I
I would
remember he was
agree.
coming out. He was Everyone
Listen,
wanted him.
you hear us talk about Aliquippa and Beaver Falls. Back-to-back weeks, Terrell Pryor's Jeanette team.
Derpy!
They put up 70 and 68 points, guys. 70 and 68 points against Aliquippa and Beaver Falls. At that point, I knew Terrell Pryor was going to be something, because basically he was doing it all on his own.
Yeah.
And you just don't beat Aliquippa for one.
No.
And they were able to put up those kind of numbers. Number 2 on the list of all time best high school football players ever out of Escambia, Florida, Emmitt Smith. And number 1 overall, the best high school football player ever, according to Max Prep and AI, out of Johnson County, Georgia, Mr. Herschel Walker, guys. So, out of all the great players that's made it and came a long way and started in high school and college and pros, this is what the AI And as I said, I know how great Pryor's performance
Yeah.
was. I can't imagine these other guys that you just don't know because you didn't see it.
Yeah.
But look at these names that we said. Geez, oh man, I would love to see.
And like some of the guys that didn't make it just from like this area, or like
Yeah.
just imagine like your favorite college school. Like I remember like Saquon Barkley's senior year in high school was insane. Penn State had a running back who came out of high school. He had 55 touchdowns his freshman or senior year in high school. 55 touchdowns in one
Yeah.
year in high school. And that doesn't make the list. Just imagine like all those big schools out in California that have guys that have amazing years out there. They're just nuts.
Yeah, Terrell, and as I said, teams don't beat Aliquippa for one.
Yeah.
And Beaver Falls is another one. They put up 70 and 68 points in back-to-back weeks against
And he
those
was
two
a
teams.
hell of a basketball player too.
Yeah. And you don't necessarily land in that starting quarterback spot up at Ohio State by not being a good quarterback either.
Yeah.
So
And then he was a pretty good receiver in the NFL. Had what, 1 or 2 years? He should just,
yeah.
I don't know why teams
I think
didn't
when he was with
go.
the Browns, he looked the best.
Yeah, he had like back-to-back 1,000-yard receiving seasons, if I remember correctly.
Emmitt Smith is that's where I live. Oh, okay, Ron, that's pretty awesome. Emmitt Smith and or Ron Navy from the same neighborhood. Mike, why don't you go and tell everybody about the website, man?
The2domainsers.com. Perfect timing because advertisement for the blog post just came up and the website.
By the time you end up
The2domainsers.com.
talking about it, it's going to
Yeah,
be
I'm pointing it out right now as it's going across. The2domainsers.com. Got our social media over there. We got, oh my God, what else we got over there? Merch store. We got the blog, like I just said, all at the2domainsers.com.
Go check it out, everybody. A lot of cool things over there. And as I mentioned, Mike, I went over there and I'm looking around and it gave me an option. It asked me if I wanted to place an app on my phone for the website. So go check it out, everybody.
I
I
don't
think
know.
that it should work. I don't know why it wouldn't because I don't know. I don't know what Mike's doing wrong, but you
I
can have,
don't know what you're talking about.
I'll show you.
All
Dude, I
right,
have
we
a
got it. Yeah.
Two-Dumb-Yinzer app right on my phone. And when I went into the website, it literally popped up at one point and asked me. Was like, do you want me to put the app on your phone? I'm like, yeah. Next thing you know, I have the
Don't know what's going
Two-Dumb-Yinzer.
on. You're crazy.
So just one push of the button, I'm in the website. So try that out, people. It may work. I don't know why it wouldn't, but it works for me. It doesn't work for Mike. But go check it out. Again, everybody, the website is really cool, and there's a lot of cool stuff over there. Mike does a lot of work on it, so go and check it out and enjoy. Guys, this is going to be a Mets trivia question today. Guys, the Mets, this is who the Pirates are playing. And it's going to be about the Mets. You guys ready?
I'm ready.
Derpy, you
I'm
ready?
ready. I'm ready.
Sound like you fucking playing Yahtzee or something over there.
Oh, killing me,
Remember
Derpy.
the old Yahtzee where you put the dice in the
Yeah,
cup?
complain, complain. He's over there playing dice or shooting craps or
No,
some
he's
shit.
not. No, he's not. So here we go, guys. Here is the question of the day. How many times have the Mets gone to the World Series? How many times have the Mets gone to a World Series, guys? Is the question of the day. You don't have to tell me against who. You don't have to tell me if they won or lost. I'm just looking for how many times have the Mets gone to the World Series? Think that over.
Ooh.
We are live. We're live 5 days a week, everybody, right here, Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Then we take the brand new show that we do live every day. We upload it over on Spotify at podcast form at 8 o'clock p.m. So if you're in the gym, maybe you're taking a walk, even cutting the grass, put your earbuds in, pop it in. You can listen to the show anytime over on Spotify. Check it out. All right, guys, here's the question of the day. How many times have the Mets gone to the World Series? Ron on the board says two. Derpy, I'm gonna start with you. How many times have the Mets gone to the World Series?
I'm gonna go with
Ron on the board says two.
three.
If you're just tuning in, everything is fine. We're just waiting on Derpy to answer. And
It
I'm looking at the screen. I thought, oh God, it looks like we
looks
froze.
like we all froze, yeah.
So Derpy, you said three, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so Derpy says three. Ron Navy says two. My question of the day, how many times have the Mets went to the World Series?
I'm going with two as well.
Two as well. Is this your
Yep.
final answer?
Final answer, two
All
as
right,
well.
so you and Ron got two. Derpy got three. Question of the day is this, gentlemen: how many times have the Mets gone to the World Series? Well, we all know that the Mets been there in 1969 with the Amazons when they beat Baltimore. We all know that they've been there in 1986, Buckner against Boston. And they just were there not too long ago, 2015, against the Royals. Brian on the board says one as well. So that's what, three right there, as well as the Subway Series in 2000 against the Yankees, where they lost. That's four. And in 1973, they lost to the A's.
Oh, wow.
Five times the New York Mets had been to the World Series. Two times they had won, of course, Boston in 86 and 69 against the Orioles, but they lost in 73 against the A's. They lost the Subway Series in 2000 to the Yanks, and they lost just a little under 10 years ago to the Kansas City Royals in 2015. So there you go, guys.
Did not know that about the Mets.
Learn something. See, you
Yeah.
learn every day here.
I learned it, yeah, every day here at D2W
Dot com. Mike, anything cool you're ready to take
Chill,
off?
chill. I got nothing. Thanks for everyone for checking out the show. Appreciate it.
Derpy?
Congrats on Blake Griffin's retirement.
Oh, he
Right.
retired.
He just renounced retirement. Yep.
I thought he was retired for like 5 years now.
I know, where the hell has he been playing? But the play-in games, those start tonight. There's some tomorrow. I said yesterday they start Wednesday, but they start tonight and tomorrow. So if you're in any of these NBA playoff play-in games, they do start tonight. My thing is, guys, just 9 more days. 9 more days, and we are going to be it's going to be the draft day. It's going to be here. I can't wait. We're chomping at the bit. 9 days, guys, the NFL draft. I do want to say thank you to everybody for checking us out and coming to hang out with us. We appreciate each and every one of you. We wouldn't do it without you. Everybody on the board, certainly appreciate you guys.
Yes.
You always make it interesting. Mike Derpy, anything else? Speak now or forever hold your peace.
I got nothing. Can't wait to see everyone tomorrow.
Derpy.
Omar Khan Cook.
All right,
That's
there
all
you
I
go.
got.
Everybody, for Mike at the Steeler Central Mobile Studio, for Derpy, myself, the two dumb Yinzers, everybody have a great day, and we'll be back tomorrow to do it all over again. See you then. Bye-bye.
Yep.
Oh, no.